You please, if you would open up your Bibles, if you have them, to Deuteronomy chapter 30. We are living in exciting times. Real exciting times. It's going to get even more exciting this year. It's getting crazy on the outside. But the exciting part is that when they get crazy, hallelujah, that's the time for transfer to take place. Amen. Whenever the Bible talks about transfer, it always talks about transfer when times are not good. So when the outside is having trouble, that's when they start seeking help or whatever, but that's when the transfer begins. And I just want you to know that this year is the year in which God's going to fulfill what he has placed in you. And so we got to get ready for it. Amen? Hallelujah. We have to prepare ourselves physically, mentally, and spiritually. As a man thinketh in his heart, so shall he be. So we must begin to, the change must begin in the area of the mind. That's where change must begin. Must begin in the area of your thinking. If you start to think right, then maybe you can start to be right. Look at your neighbor and said, I think he's getting ready to talk about you right now. Amen. When you think that you are the best, that God has to offer, then you'll start acting like the best. And then you'll start to see the results of being the best. Are you with me? Because I want you to know that you were created with a purpose. You were created by God, and he instilled in you a purpose. And when he created you, he needed you, not somebody else. So there's no one else on this planet like you. Nobody else can do what God created you to do like you can do it. Amen. Somebody may attempt to do it, but they can't do it like you. So you got to realize that you are the best that God has to offer for what he has called you to do. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
You've got to get that into your thinking. Get that into your faculties. You've got to get that flowing inside of you. Because the more that you meditate on that, the more you'll stop fighting what God's trying to do
amen.
For you. The Lord has been patient 6,000 years. Because his creation keeps fighting him.
That's right. Amen.
Won't let him do what he created us to do. This is not the message, by the way. I'm just flowing. Creation just is stopping God from doing what he has wanted to do from the beginning. He's been patient. I would have gave up on him. If I was God, I would have said, forget y'all. Shoot, I got a whole bunch of other planets out here. I can go start something on. But thank God I'm not God. Amen. Thank God he's merciful. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I mean, but we have to realize, what has he been going through all this time? We keep thinking about what we're facing. And we're cutting off the very one or the very person who could help us. And so we have to begin to line up with what God is saying and line it up with what we are thinking. Therefore, if we think right, we can believe right. And if we believe right, then we can then begin to receive right. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen.
That's what God is waiting for us to do. So, with that in mind, that's my monologue to get us started. Did you find Deuteronomy yet?
Yes.
All right. Praise the Lord. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Did I tell you that?
Yes.
Amen. Well, let's read verse 19 out loud together. And listen to what it says. Let's read it. It says, I call heaven and earth to record this day, what? Against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings.
But
listen to that. I call heaven and earth to record this day. I want you to know that everything we do is recorded. Everything you say is recorded. You must understand that. And it is recorded, and it's important that we understand that God's purpose is to bless us. And he says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. That doesn't sound too good, does it? I don't want to stand up and try on somebody and have the Lord be on the prosecutor side. I call it this day against you that I have set before you what? Life and death, blessings and cursings. Life, death, blessing and cursing. They're both in front of you. Both of them are there. Therefore, what? Therefore, choose life. Man is the only creature on the earth with the power to choose. Man is the only creature on the earth, only creation on the earth with the power to choose. Lions bite. They can't help it. They will bite you. You tell them, don't bite me. He can't sit down and say, well, maybe I won't today. Lions bite because that's their nature. Their nature is to bite. Amen. Dogs bark. They got these laws out. They're going to arrest the owner because the dog barks. So they're trying to take them to school to teach them not to bark. But that's the dog's nature. The world's a trip. They want to change the nature of everything. Amen. I don't want to go any further than that right now. They are led by their nature. But man is also led by his nature. Man's nature starts with God. Amen. And God said, let's create man. So his nature started with God. When God created man in the likeness of himself, he gave him a free will. Therefore, man's the only creature on the earth that has a free will, meaning he has the power to choose. Are you with me? And it says here that we should choose what?
Life.
Now, to choose life, I must choose him. If I don't choose him, I've chosen death. If I don't choose him, I've chosen cursings instead of blessings. But if I want life, I got to choose him because he is life. Look at verse 20. That thou mayest love the Lord thy God. See, if you choose life, you're going to love the Lord your God. And that thou mayest obey his what? Voice. And that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy what? Thy life. And the what? He is your life. If you want life, the only place you can get life is from God. And if you don't want the life, he's still the length of your days. I say that again because a lot of people think life is what you're living here. That's not life. That's the length of days that you've been assigned to the earth. Life is not what you live. Life is what's in you. If you want him, then you will have, then you choose life. If you don't choose him, then all you're choosing to do is to live out your days here in the earth. Amen. And while you're choosing to live out your days, you're headed toward death. But in the meantime, you're going to be cursed in the process. So, if you choose him, then you should be choosing what? Life. And if you're choosing life, you should be choosing what? Blessings. There's only one or the other. But we have somehow tried to master choosing him and still. Choose to be cursed. People who do that are the most miserable of people on the earth. Are you listening to me? See, a sinner who knows he's a sinner, wants to be a sinner, is enjoying his sin. A believer who knows he's a believer, knows he's a child of God, living right, living holy, is enjoying his holiness. But then there's a group of people right in the middle who can't choose. They can't make up their mind which way they want to go. One day they want to live right, the next day or the next moment, they want to live like the devil. They are the most miserable people in the world. Look at your neighbor and say, I hope to God he ain't talking about you. Amen. If I choose life, and I have the power to choose, everybody say, I have the power,
to choose.
My goodness. Just that right there. I have the power to choose. How many people are trying to take away your power to choose. You have the power to choose. If I have the power to choose, then that means I can receive the benefits. If I choose him, then I receive the benefits of his life. One more time. If I choose God, he is my life. Then therefore I can get the benefits in my life that are in his life. There were two of the main benefits that are in the life of God when you choose this life. Number one is you receive a relationship with God. Once you choose him, you choose to be related to him. You choose to be in a relationship with him. Amen. And that gives, because you are in relationship with him, it gives you a right to ask of him. You see, just because he's God doesn't mean you have a right to ask him anything. That's what makes a whole lot of people in the world not believe there's a God. Because they turn around and say, well, I tried praying and he ain't answer me. I tried to believe and nothing happened. There ain't no God. What they're saying is that, you know, I tried to ask him to do something for me without having a relationship with him. Well, God's not going to respond. He doesn't respond to anything that's not of him. Hello? They don't realize that God answers and responds to his children. He answers and responds to those who are with him and in him. Jesus made it very clear. He said, you are in me, and I am in him. Therefore, whatsoever you ask the Father, in my name. He made it very clear. He will give it to you because it's based on a what? Relationship. It's based on a relationship. God responds and reacts to those who are in him. Your blessings are a result of you being in him. Amen. A result of your relationship with him. Hallelujah. The other area is that the benefits that you receive from his life are blessings. The blessings of God. We're talking about success, health, prosperity. Amen. Protection, peace, joy, all that other stuff goes with it. But how many of you could use a little success? A little health. Amen. Prosperity. Amen. Hallelujah. If you want to be successful, watch this. If you want to be successful, that's a benefit that's in God. So if you want to be successful, you can choose to be successful. If you want to be successful, you can what? Choose to be successful. When you choose him, you are choosing success. If you want health, divine health, You want to be healed. You can choose to be healed. Come on, church, get ready for this. You don't have to sit back and wait to be healed, or wait for something to happen, or wait for a miracle to show up. You can choose. I set heaven and earth together against thee today to bring you on, to bring it to record that you have the power to choose life or death, blessings or cursings. You can choose to be blessed. Amen. Therefore, you can choose to be healed. Amen. You can. You can choose to be prosperous.
Amen.
Let me put it, let me reverse it, because I'm not getting enough response. You can choose to be poor. You can choose to not have enough. You can choose to lack. You can choose to walk around barely getting by. You can choose that life. Or you have the power to choose the blessing. Hallelujah. Some of you are hearing this for the first time, that you have the power to choose. You do have that power. The problem is people, the world, has been taking away your right to choose. They put you in their school system to teach you their way, taking away any semblance of who you really are. And you don't even have a clue. You must follow their system and follow their way if you want to be successful. You must follow our methods if you want to be healed. You must let us cut you open, hit you with 10 tons of radiation. We'll heal you. You might be half dead when we get done, but you're going to get healed. But that's the only way. Why? Because we trained you that way. And you have no choice. You can't be successful. You don't have enough education to be successful and prosperous. Because I didn't get my degree, I'm stuck where I am. And that's, what are they doing? They're trying to take away your power to what?
Choose.
Choose.
Thank you.
That's what the world is doing. I think I can talk to you like that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I just want to just come out plain. Because this is, if it's going to be your year, you got to get that mess out. That stuff got to go out. Amen. They want to take away your power to choose. But you have the power to choose. If I choose him, then I get the benefits that are in him. Then that means all the benefits that are in him come because I chose him. Look at your neighbor and say, I'm choosing life. Watch this. Remember, you are the only creation with the ability to choose. You take away that ability to choose, and you're no different than any of the other creatures. Some of you ought to be getting mad about now. Amen. I didn't give you my title yet, but I think it's more fun this way. Turn with me over to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 18. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. Place before you life and what? Death, blessings and cursing. Therefore, choose what?
Life.
How do you choose life? Look at this. Verse 21. Proverbs 18, verse 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Man is the only creature that has power to choose. And this is monumental revelation. Death and life are in the power of the what? Of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit. Or in other words, they will eat what their tongue produces. Fruit is a produce. They're going to eat what their tongue produces. Life or death? Life and death are in the power of the what? Tongue. The tongue has power. Listen to this. The tongue has the power to choose. God put power to choose within man's reach. The tongue has control over life and death. Glory. We can speak life to our life, or we can speak death to our life. Our tongue has the power to choose, so we can speak blessings into our life, or we can speak curse. Can't even say it. Curses into our life. Your tongue has the power to control whether you are blessed or whether you are not blessed. Your tongue, in other words, what you have been saying.
Thank you.
The sum total of where you are today is based on what you have been saying.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
If you will just be honest with yourself. That's why the world is trying to get a hold of your children. They're trying to give them the words to say. They put it in music. They want your children to repeat the words they hear. And they can repeat those words better than they can repeat any words. They walk around singing, bobbing their heads, and getting ugly and nasty and mean. Yeah. What are they doing? They're being programmed to create a life for themselves that will produce early death. People say, why is there so much death in certain communities? Just listen to what they're saying. Why can't certain people get ahead while other people do? Listen to what they are saying. And some people like to be clever and smart with their words, always saying something funny or trying to say something funny. Your words are spoken and they are recorded. Why are they recorded? Because they got a job to do. The moment you say it, there it goes. It's got a job to do. What is it? It's supposed to bring you what you say. Life or death. You talk about, I can't do it. Guess what? You won't. Why? Because life, death, blessing, and curses are in the power of the tongue, and you control it. Control it with your, what? Tongue. I'm beginning a new series to help you to learn how to push. I want to talk about the power of positive confession. Positive confession. Hallelujah. Jesus is all about life. He said, I come that you might have and have it more abundantly. Jesus is all about life. Christianity, make sure you get this down so you know it and won't trip over it anymore. Christianity is the confession of that life. It's the confession of that life that Jesus said he came to bring. I come to give you life and that you might have it more abundantly. When you confess that, that is what Christianity is all about. That's my life. Amen. Your life should be made up of positive confessions. Amen. But when you say the word confession, most people think negative. Why? Because that's what they were taught. They were taught. When you mess up, you got to confess. Confess it up. Amen. Sit there and you watch 18 versions of Law and Order on television. The whole object is to get them to confess. But how are they going to confess? What are they going to confess? It's not going to be positive when they confess. Amen. It's going to be negative. Amen. Negative confession is associated with sin. When you have a negative confession, it means to admit wrongdoing. Now watch this now. It means to admit wrongdoing. It means to say things that diminish, deprive, and deny positive results in your life. Negative confessions are things that diminish, deprive, and deny you from anything positive. That's why I don't want to hang around with negative people. I don't want them speaking over me, trying to deny me from what rightfully belongs to me. I'm trying to live my life positively. I don't need somebody else to come along and talk negatively into my life, because I don't need them to diminish what I've been working on. I don't need them to deprive me of what's rightfully mine. I don't need them to cause me to deny what is right, what is my right to choose. Because the more negative people hang around you, the more you're going to start to act like them. Because the more they talk and the more you listen, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by what they're saying. And when you hear it, you'll start believing and start repeating what you're hearing other people say. Now, you can look at me with that holier-than-thou look, but you know I'm telling the truth. Hey, I was there. I had some negative friends. I had some negative family. I still got negative family. I can't get rid of them. The friends I let go. Amen. Negative confession are words that, listen, reject and refuse affirmation and truth that's in God's word. They refuse it. Have you ever tried to share the word of God with someone who's negative? They refuse to hear it. They refuse to accept it. They reject everything you say. And eventually they will reject you. Why? Because negativism has taken over their life. They live a life of negativism. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And unfortunately, those people normally have to succumb to some type of tragic encounter before they realize this ain't it. But thank God for his mercy, because at least they can still turn to God. Amen. You can learn two ways. You can learn from the wisdom of instruction, or you can learn by your own dumbness. No, I mean, by trial and error. That's what I meant to say. Negative confessions deny you your right to choose. A positive confession is you saying the same thing and agreeing with what God says about you. Positive confession. You want to jump on the power that's in the positive confession. In order to do that, you got to know what God says about you. And the more word you get, the more you have an opportunity to say. Are you with me? Amen. Look at Romans, please, chapter 10. Everything in God works off of a positive confession, not a negative confession. confession. Romans 10, verse number 9. It's positive confession that brings salvation. The reason why you are saved is because of a positive confession. Look at verse 9, it says, that if thou shalt what?
Confess
with thy
mouth.
Just to make it clear, that's how you confess, with your mouth. Not your actions, but your mouth. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the
dead,
thou shalt be
saved.
Thou shalt be saved. Now take note of what it doesn't say. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth all your sins, you shall be saved. No. It didn't say anything about your sins. It didn't say anything about what you did or what you have been involved in. Why? Because for you to confess it, what you've done, confessing what you were involved in, that's a negative confession that bringeth forth death. Bringeth forth the curses in your life. So if you keep repeating things in your life, I shouldn't have done that. Shouldn't have done what? Well, I shouldn't have done, then you go and repeat what you did. And not only that, you keep repeating it and you keep sharing it with other people. And then they bring it up to you. You remember that time that you said you...
That's right. That's right.
They're keeping you. You're keeping yourself in this trap. You're keeping yourself cursed. You're keeping yourself from receiving what God has for you. And guess who controls it? You. You control it. You can stop negativism anytime you want. All you got to do is say what God says about you. Instead of saying, I feel like I'm a failure. Where'd you get that from? What scripture and verse? God didn't say that. My Bible said you are the head, not the tail. That you will be above only and not beneath. That you will have good success and live a long and prosperous life. Why don't we start opening our mouth and just say what God says? It's going to take some pushing. Because you're so used to saying negative things, you're going to have to push out the stuff that has been suppressed. You've got to push out the positive. It's in there. It's in there. You've just been suppressing it. Holding it down. With what? With your tongue. How you feel today? Well, you know. I've seen better days. What you're saying is determining, is making a determination of as to where you are going to be based on what you say. If you learn to be positive, positive in your speech, in other words, it doesn't matter where you came from, doesn't matter how many degrees you have on your name. No degrees on your wall. I don't care. Doesn't matter. Life and death are not in the school you went to. Life and death is not based on the job you hold. Blessing and cursing are based on the way that you speak, the power that comes out of your tongue. You have power to change the course of your life. Look at your neighbors. I don't know about you, but this year I'm changing. Amen. I'm changing. I'm changing. Hey, I'm changing. I don't know about, I'm changing. Positive. I had negative people all around me. I was the chief negative person. I was negative. I grew up. People talked about me. You know, because as I was growing up, I had a problem. I had a speech problem. You ain't never going to talk right. You can't even ask for nothing in the store. You can't. I mean, I couldn't go to the store and ask for a piece of candy. I have to point. I have money, but I can't say it. Just, what you want, son? What's the matter? Can't talk? You don't tell me, I ain't going to give it to you. Okay, here, kid. Let's go. So I grew up that way, negative. And I hung around with people who were negative. People would talk about me. I hung around with people who talked about other people. I'd rather them talk about them than talk about me. Come on, I'm just making it real. I'm letting you know. Nothing was working right. Nothing was working right. Glory to God. Then I got married to my wife. She was negative too. Amen. She'll get the preacher version next time. I married her, married into her family was negative. Ain't no wrong with it. My family was negative. We weren't going nowhere. So all we want to do is talk about people. We ain't going nowhere because we got somebody in the White House who's not this and not that. So therefore, all my problems are because of the government. My problem is because I don't have this. My problem is because I ain't got no education. My problem is, so we sit there and have a party, drink about it. Drink some more. And when you drink, you really loose them tongue. And then when other people hear that you over there drinking, they want to come join you. And all you doing is having a death party. Spewing out curses all over each other. Then I got saved. My God. Hallelujah. Thank God. I got saved. My wife got saved. Glory to God. Amen. And we didn't have to tell anything we did. All we had to do was confess Jesus. And as we did, we realized what the Word of God said, that it was in our heart, and then it'll come out of our mouth. So we realized what we were saying kept coming out. What was in our heart kept coming out. Everything negative, all of our troubles, we would speak them, preach them, talk to each other about them, complain to each other about it. We said, we're going to change. We're going to make a decision to change. Amen. And we're going to start saying what God said. Amen. At that point, we were in jeopardy of losing all of our friends. We knew that. But we made a choice. I'm so glad we made the choice. Yeah. Hallelujah. When we made the choice, things started happening. And listen, it was not hard and hard to see, and it didn't take long, because blessings started coming to us, and those who we used to hang with, we could see clearly that they weren't going anywhere, but rather getting worse. And it's not like we didn't try and minister to them. They just wasn't receiving. Why? Because negativism was all around them. But all of a sudden, we realized the more we spoke positively, the more things began to come and attach itself to us. And then we went to her family, and we got them saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Speaking positively. Got them speaking positively. Went to my family. Lord Jesus. Can't be perfect in everything, you know? But the whole point is, people have a power to choose. You can't force them to do it, but you are hearing something that's going to help you to understand. Amen? Look at verse number 10. It says, "For with the heart man believeth." This is a divine principle. I'm probably going to have to... Yeah. Hallelujah. I didn't say it yet. Verse 10 says, "For with the heart man what?
Believeth
unto righteousness. And with the mouth man what? Confesses," makes a confession. So with the mouth, confession is what?
Made
unto salvation. This is a divine principle that your mouth will say what your heart is believing. So if you want to know what somebody really believes, check out what they're saying. Now, once you've made up your mind to believe God, that you wanted to be saved, ask your question, could Satan stop you?
No.
Once you made up in your mind, your heart, that you wanted God in your life, could Satan stop you?
No.
He couldn't stop you. Why? Your mouth said what your heart believed. Your mouth said what your heart believed. Satan has nowhere to go. Once you say what your heart believes, as long as you're believing in God, you do not license the devil to do anything else in your life. This is a principle. So the more that you get into your heart from God, the more your mouth is going to speak. The more your mouth is going to speak, the more the devil has to back down. Are you with me? Real quick, look at Matthew chapter 13. When you don't believe or you don't confess the word of God, what you're doing is you're cutting off the power of God. See, if you believe in your heart and then say it, the power of God is being manifested. The power of God came into your life to save you. That same power will come into your life and heal you. That same power will come into your life and it will prosper you. That same power will come into your life and protect you. And it will come into your life and make you better than what you've ever been before. It will cause you to be successful. Why? Because it is a divine principle, meaning it came from God. It's a law God put into place just for his children. See, because only God's children can confess that Jesus is Lord, and that he was raised from the dead, and that he lives forever. And if they believe that in their heart, they can say that. The devil can't say it. Neither will negative people say it. But a child of God will say what God's word says. Am I talking to the right people tonight? Amen. Did you find Matthew chapter 10? 13. Did you learn anything out of this? Yeah. All right, here we go. All right, let me wrap this up for you. Glory to God. Because we got a whole lot. Amen. We just getting started. Now, when you confess what God says, you're releasing the power of God. Because God and his word are?
One.
God and his word are?
One.
So if you get God's word in your heart and open your mouth and speak it, then what you are speaking is God himself. So whatever you're speaking to must respond. Come on, somebody. They must respond to the power of God. The one that created it. In other words, if the thing says, I'm not going to do it, and if facing God, God said, you're not going to do what? There's sickness in your body. Cancer, you say, you must go. Because by his stripes, I am healed. You are releasing the power of God. Cancer can't say, well, I ain't going nowhere. If you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, you are releasing the power of God. Cancer can't tell God he ain't going. Because God said, you weren't supposed to be there in the first place. Amen. Now here's the point. Confession is like a hose. Have you ever had something stuck on a dish or a plate and you ran it under the water in the sink and it didn't wash off, stay there? Right? What did you do? So, oh, that sink don't work, that hose don't work, it ain't gonna come off like that. No, you let it stay underneath of it. Could you say, you are coming off this plate. You think you stuck, but you coming off. Even if I gotta turn up the heat a little bit, you coming off. And that's what you do. You change the temperature a little bit. Turn it up a little bit. Heat starts running through it. But the water's still flowing. Eventually, that thing's coming off. Amen. Well, that's the same thing with you. Your confession is like that faucet running. If something wants to hold on to you, you say, ah, you coming off. You coming off. You coming off. You got to go. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, you got to go. Even if I got to turn the heat up a little bit, I got to do a little bit more praying. I got to do a little bit more studying. I got to do a little bit more seeking. But you want to go. Come on, church. Hallelujah. You can't. You cannot stay here. This is the temple of the Holy Ghost. You don't belong in my body. Hallelujah. You don't belong here. Your body is going to try and tell you one thing. The doctor's going to try and tell you another thing. Now, it's not his fault or her fault. That's all they know. That's their job. Hey, but they don't control my life. My tongue controls my life. They can say what they want. They can give me a negative report. But I'm not going to repeat the negative report. I'm going to say what God said. He said, I am Jehovah Rapha, the Lord God that healeth thee. I will take sickness out of the midst of thee. I'm going to say what he says. If it don't seem like it's happening quick enough, just push a little bit. Say it again. If that don't work, say it again. Hallelujah. And I'll say it tomorrow. And I'll say it the day after. And I'll keep on saying it. Because this thing's got to go. Come on, church. There's power, 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 power in your tongue. Power. Power. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody say, power. Glory. Stand to your feet, please. I done ran out of time. We're going to, hallelujah, we'll do the rest next time. Greater. Make this confession with me. Say, greater,
greater
is he
that is in me.
Greater,
greater
is the God
that's in me.
Greater,
greater
is the word
that is in me.
Then
he
that is in the world.
Greater
is the word of God
inside my heart
that causes me to speak
and confess
that greater is he
that is in me
is greater
than
cancer,
greater
than
poverty,
greater
than
lack,
greater
than
failure.
If I fail,
I will
succeed
because
I will
not
say
anything
other than what
God says.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Whatever you're going through, whatever you are being hindered with, be it physical, financial, whether it's mental, whatever it is, Paul made it very clear when he said, this is only a momentary light affliction. Because I'm about to get this thing up out of here. Oh, come on, church. He said, because I'm about to call those things that be not. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. Hallelujah. That's where, this is where you begin to recognize that God has made you the head. Your tongue is the great equalizer. Faith comes out of your tongue. Whatever you have been lacking, because you now have God in the inside of you, the greater one, you can release him and release the power on your behalf. And you'll begin to see the results. Godly results in your life. The key you must focus on is you got to recognize when you are being negative, when you're talking negative. You got to recognize it. And when you do, correct it. Correct it. Well, I won't have nothing to say. You got a whole lot to say. I tell you, you got a whole lot. Whole lots to say. There's a whole lot in here you can say. Amen. You get this in here. This here becomes an extension of the power of God. Are you with me? Y'all get anything out of this today? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Mm. Hallelujah. Every head bow and every eye closed here tonight. Praise God. Thank you. If you're here this evening and when you choose God, you're choosing life. The benefits of that life are a relationship with God. Everything starts with God, and it starts from that relationship. If you're here tonight and you don't have a relationship with God, a relationship with the Lord, before we leave out of here tonight, we want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. I want to pray and ask God to come into your life so he can establish that relationship with you. It'd be the beginning of something great in your life. So if you're here today and you don't have a relationship with the Lord, but you desire to have one, and you'll say, Pastor, if you're willing to pray, I want to ask you, will you include me in the prayer? I'm going to ask with every head bowed and every eye closed. If that's you, no one looking around, if that's you, I'm going to ask you just to raise your hand for me right now. And I know I'll be including you in the prayer that I'm about to pray. So if that's you today, will you raise your hand for me all over the auditorium? And I'll see it and I'll recognize it. Yes, God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. There's one and there's two. Anybody else? Three over here. God bless you. Four. Anyone else? Anyone else? Five. Thank you. Thank you. I see them. Anyone else? Anyone else? Hallelujah. The key to your life is your relationship through Jesus Christ with Almighty God. Amen. Hallelujah. You may put your hands down. If there is, I'm just going to ask, if you've raised your hand, if you were one of the ones who raised your hands, I did promise you, I would pray for you and pray on your behalf. I'm going to ask you if you would just excuse yourself for one moment. Just join me down front. Let me pray for you, pray with you. Everybody else, give them a hand as they come.